but I fixed it very quickly. So this is just the report by the subcommittee on the public protector report. Members would have seen that the introduction, so I'm going to go over this very quickly because the first few sections of the report is basically taken from the terms of reference of the subcommittee. So it's just the introduction on the work of the subcommittee, why we are looking at it, then the analysis of the report. Just gives an introduction on what the issues were that the public protector looked at and what the outcome or the findings or remedial actions were that the public protector indicated needed to be considered, and then what the agreed to facts were based on the engagements. And then just the indication of presentations that were made to the principal committee and the subcommittee to indicate, well, that first one was the principal committee where they decided that they will have to look at setting up the subcommittee. Then 2.3 is some additional investigations or reports that can be linked to the panel van conversions that the public protector would have taken into account. And then 2.4, allegations of other illegal vehicle conversions that were also raised to the subcommittee in the engagements that they had with the public protector and the motor vehicle companies, indicating that there might be some other vehicles that were also converted. 2.5 is the subcommittee's objectives for the terms of reference. So that was already adopted by the principal committee. It's not something we can change at this point, as well as the areas of work, which is also from the terms of reference. Section 3 of the report highlights all the presentations that were received by the subcommittee and is a very short summary of each of the presentations. So members will see that we just try to capture the pertinent issues raised in the slideshow presentations that we have received. And then from the department side, some of the commitments that they've made in trying to address some outstanding issues. So that will be as it was received from each of the presenters, what they were doing, what they still intend to do, how they are liaising with the department if they are part of the technical team that is looking at these issues. Okay, just want to get to the observations. The public protectors meeting, indications received there. Follow-up meeting. At the last meeting that we had with the vehicle manufacturers where the banking sector wasn't available. Then the draft subcommittee observations we took from both our notes and the minutes. So members made the following observations during discussions. The department was asked to respond in writing to the following matters. Number of vehicles identified as illegal conversions that have been impounded, including the breakdown per province. The department was asked to verify the numbers that was provided by the DG in the committee meeting on 4 September and the numbers presented in the meeting. The date that the proclamation calling for owners of these illegal converted vehicles to apply for scrapping would be published and when it would come into effect. In terms of the proclamation, the department was asked to further elaborate on the matters that it expected the taxi industry to implement, whether it was done and whether there was an enforcement plan in place. Timeframes by when the targets on the redesign of NLTIS project would be reached. This is the system that they use for operating licenses. The department was asked to expand on how and when it became aware of illegal conversions. It was asked to provide the committee with a full update on SIU feedback as it wanted updated information on the investigations. And the department should supply written information on what the retrofitting process involved. subcommittee was of the view that the department was not alarmed or shocked about learning of the vehicle conversions and confined itself to the public protector recommendations made. This would make one conclude that this was merely a tick box exercise for the department. This was of concern as there was no sense of urgency to resolve the matter. There was a need to hold regular meetings with the department to resolve the issue and protect the users of public transport. With regard to observations linked to the RTMC, subcommittee agreed to engage with the RTMC again going forward after it held meetings with other relevant stakeholders. There were concerns raised on whether it would be possible to determine the extent of illegal panel van conversions currently by looking at the information on Enatis, as well as whether the Enatis system remains open to manipulation of vehicle data. RTMC was questioned about the ability to determine from the Enatis data whether vehicles are illegally converted or legally converted, and how the entity and department are working together to remove illegal conversions from roads. RTMC would be required to report back on progress into investigations of fraudulent transactions on the Enata system. There seems to be dissenting views on whether the power and functions resides to perform physical inspections of converted vehicles to determine whether these are legal or illegal, and whether this resides with the RTMC or the NRCS. The RTMC was asked to indicate whether they are working with SARS to reduce VAT losses through incorrect vehicle registration. RTMC was requested to provide more information on the access and powers for municipal and provincial administrations to Enatis, administrations to Enatis. And then with regard to the engagement with the public protector, the observations, subcommittee noted that the jurisdiction of the public protector was limited to investigate government departments and organs of state, and the office could therefore not investigate private companies, which is why there were no findings regarding the financing houses or vehicle manufacturers. It was noted that the public protector suggested the subcommittee determine from SIU regarding the progress on the fraudulent registration of vehicle investigation. The subcommittee welcomed the undertaking by the public protector to provide replies in writing as well as copies on evidence relied upon during the investigation that the office conducted to assist in the subcommittee's consultations and investigation. With regard to observations for NRCS, SAPS, and DTIC, committee agreed to schedule follow-up meetings with NRCS, South African Bureau of Standards, and the Department of Trade and Industry, they would also be invited to the meeting. Observations regarding NRCS. During the first engagement with the subcommittee, the members found that the presentation by the NRCS was very generic and typo. Did not speak to the illegal panel van conversions in question and on what the NRCS did to remedy this. It was noted that at the time this issue was highlighted in 2009, NRCS was not established when the illegal conversions took place before 2009, but only established in 2008 and was a division under the SABS. The limited capacity indicated by the NRCS was noted, as well as the alleged regulatory shortcomings that led to the illegally converted vehicles being on the road. The retrofitment conversions were done according to the safety standards in place at the time. There was a task team created by the Department of Transport, NRCS, banks, and vehicle industry. The NRCS took proactive steps to review the process for homologation of converted vehicles, also taking steps to rectify the issues with their memorandum of agreement with the Department of Transport, and the challenge that there is no formal letter of appointment of the NRCS, but only one for SAVS. They also recommended and initiated the process for revision of standards administered in the SANS 10319 on registration of MIDs in order to close the identified gaps and introduce conformity of protection. The number of vehicles identified in the process by the department of 2,353 were already on the road, whereas the NRCS used legislation at the time of the vehicles coming into the market. The NRCS work ends when they issue model numbers to the vehicles. The process to convert or legalize conversion is approved by the Department of Transport in terms of their requirements and regulations to the Act. The NRCS will inspect the vehicles and issue letters of authorization if they are converted to the requirements and specifications, as well as the taxi recapitalization program regulations. This is done irrespective of the manufacturer objection thereto, as the legislation at the time did not require their approvals of conversion. for the SABS, they followed the test for the standards linked to the vehicles in place at the time. The setting of these standards are by consensus. The tests for retrofitment vehicles were requested by SA Taxi Finance and not the Department of Transport. The vehicles tested complied to the requirements in place at the time. DTIC, the initial presentation fell short of what was expected from the members. The DTIC was requested to submit a more comprehensive presentation. It was noted that DTIC were working on identifying and filling the gaps in the regulatory space, along with the Department of Transport. They are undergoing a technical infrastructure integration process, as the entities, NRCS and SABS, must mutually reinforce each other in the work they perform. The DTIC support the areas identified by the public protector for them to work on and engage on with the Department of Transport in order to ensure their policies align. The NRCS and SABS reviewed their memorandum of agreement with the Department of Transport. At a technical level, that's another typo, it was noted that they have a new project, Safer Vehicles 2025, involving all stakeholders, including the Department of Transport and other role players. There is currently no mechanism in place to close the gap to ensure that illegally converted vehicles or vehicles converted for private use do not make it on the market for use as public transport vehicles, and this is an area that needs to be revised. This will also require additional resources in order to allow the NRCS to perform sufficient inspections. The subcommittee noted with concern that the DTIC, NRCS, and SABS were not aware of the National Road Traffic Amendment Bill currently before the Portfolio Committee, which seeks to improve MIB regulation. The DTIC indicated that the lead department responsible for addressing the concerns over illegal vehicle conversions was the Department of Transport. Since 2009, the DTIC and Department of Transport engaged on a number of issues, including the retrofitment and conversions. Currently, the policy still stands that there is a two-pronged approach, which allows some MIBs to be monitored and inspected and others not to be registered. The subcommittee was of the view that the DTIC failed in its oversight role to ensure that the memorandum of agreement gaps were closed. They agreed with the presenters that the system is broken. There's a lot to be done in the policy space, and there's a need to see whether the NRT amendment bill before the committee could assist in resolving these issues. With regard to NAMSA and BASA, BASA was not available for the scheduled meeting. Observations linked to NAMSA. NAMSA indicated that the industry is working to improve the standards used for homologation in terms of the Safer Cars 2025 project. They do not condone illegal conversions of panel vans. They have acted on recommendations made in the report to ensure they get to a better place without overstepping their mandate. It was noted that NAMSA was of the view that consumers should perform their own due diligence in making vehicle purchases, but the subcommittee was of the view that they should consider how they can assist consumers to be protected when they purchase vehicles from NAMSA member companies. NAMSA does not have access to INATIS, and this was an inadequacy to the system, as access thereto may assist in building safeguards in to ensure information is shared with buyers and that the information is correct. NAMSA indicated that the Western Cape government is currently not allowing converted vehicles to be issued with operating licenses, but if conversions are to be banned, this would require a change in the legislation allowing for this. With regard to Toyota South Africa, it was noted that they had a meeting with the Department of Transport in February 2021 and that they are in the process working way in which Toyota South Africa can assist the department for the public protector. Toyota SA was adamant that panel and chassis were not adequate to take anchor points for seats and seat belts to be modified into passenger vehicles, and this would cost far more than the 18,000 rand indicated. They did not agree for further modifications. They did provide engineering assistance to the Department of Transport once they called for retrofitments, but this offer was not taken up. These conversions, in their view, were not adequate. In wrapping of the vehicles remain the best solution, as retrofitment would not be safely possible. With regard to ambulance conversions, there was a rigorous process undergone by these vehicles, would also only carry, but these vehicles would also only carry three people. Then, in terms of the subcommittee recommendations, members will see we have a short introduction here, but then we also only placed about two or three draft recommendations there as it relates to the specific department. or industry. We would require some further input from members here, also for the recommendations, as well as the observations already gone through. The subcommittee proposed the following recommendations to be considered by the Portfolio Committee on Transport. Obviously, these recommendations from the report would have to be adopted by the committee in order to be recommendations of the committee. From the engagements, there appears to be a number of linkages of issues identified to the National Road Traffic Act, and the Portfolio Committee is currently considering an amendment bill to the Act. There may be a need for the committee to consider whether the current proposed amendments address the issues identified, not being clear on scrapping of vehicles due to illegal conversions, as well as an improved regulation of MIBs and stricter provisions or requirements for vehicle conversions. And if they do not, whether the committee would want to extend the scope of the amendment bill or wait for the department to introduce new amendments to address these concerns. The subcommittee recommends that the Minister of Transport ensure that 5.1, the department finalise and publish the Gazette proclamation with a clear deadline for scrapping of illegally converted vehicles. 5.2, the department improve its communication with NRCS, SABS and DTIC and strengthen and finalize the memorandum of agreement to ensure MIBs and vehicle testing stations comply with legal conversions and are regularly inspected for compliance. The subcommittee recommends that the Minister of DTIC ensure that the department work with the NRCS to improve and or update compulsory specifications for the automotive industry with specific reference to public transport vehicles for purposes of this report. The NRCS improve the regulatory and compliance systems and increase market surveillance activities and inspections to monitor compliance with compulsory specifications and improve the enforcement thereof. The subcommittee recommends that the taxi industry ensure that the industry alerts their members of the fact that illegal vehicle conversions are a safety risk and a risky investment. The industry must work with the DOT in improving the uptake of the taxi recapitalization program and call on their members who own illegally converted vehicles to work or submit these for scrapping. The industry must work with the DTIC, NRCS, and SABS in setting of the compulsory specifications for vehicles used for the transportation of passengers as used by the industry to ensure improved safety of their passengers, drivers, and the vehicles they invest in. So members, those were proposed draft recommendations and observations out of the committee engagements, subcommittee's engagements. So we would please ask members to provide input. This is still the draft report, so we will still make sure that all the little spelling errors and the layout and so on is corrected before we submit the final report. Thank you, members.
Thank you, Advocate Nell. Honourable Hunsinger, it's only me and you, so I'm going to allow you to be the first one to say something, and then I will add Honourable Hunsinger.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, my view on this, firstly, I want to thank the well-prepared report. I think it is an excellent, excellently minuted report which captures the essence of our experience in establishing facts, which leads me to the next point. Whether in fact, Chairperson, we view this report as a conclusion of our work, or whether we view this report as the conclusion of the first phase of our work. It is necessary at this stage to report to the mother committee, which is the main portfolio committee, but then in my view, Chairperson, this only concludes the first phase of our work, which was triggered by the Public Protector's report, which we felt needed further scrutiny and the establishment of exactly who had what portion of participation in allowing these illegally converted panel vans to become taxis on our roads, but also because we were aware that the scope should be extended beyond just one particular make of vehicle, so that we look at this holistically, since we assumed that there were some gaps in the legislation. So for the first reason of whether we see this as a conclusion of our work or the conclusion of a first phase, and because we also want to establish what our role is in terms of remedial action. In other words, what opportunity, what gaps do we identify for which improved policy and improved legislation is necessary to then also participate from our side in terms of our role in avoiding and addressing this particular issue. So therefore, Chairperson, assume or assess from my position is that I see this as the conclusion of a phase of our work, so that the recommendation should, in my view and contribution, include continuing our work. The next phase, in my view, Chairperson, would be to work towards a proper solution. We have now, in this phase, established facts, and we now know what the roles of each of the different stakeholders were, and we've also established the gaps in their roles. So therefore, we now have to tighten the screws in terms of addressing the issue, and that would be the heading, my suggested heading for approaching the mother committee, portfolio committee, to continue our work. And the objective of the next phase, therefore, Chairperson, I would recommend should be a solutions-focused phase of work, firstly, and secondly, to also find a proper remedial action. Because we still sit with a lot of unhappy owners of vehicles, unhappy owners of businesses, that certainly also need support, since in essence we are public representatives, and we should therefore also look at the fact that they were lured into buying vehicles which they didn't know were converted panel vans. So, Chairperson, firstly, then, from my side, it is my proposal that we submit the well-compiled report as a conclusion of a phase of our work, and that we ask the Mother Committee for permission to continue our work with regards to finding proper solutions and then also remedial action for the owners of businesses that, in my view, were unknowingly lured into a transaction with implications that destroyed many lives and many businesses and also lives on the road. The content of the next phase, Chairperson, would then also involve establishing the exact number of vehicles that are currently illegal, because to this day, we have not been presented with an exact figure. It is estimates and so on. In my view, it can be established correctly, but we then obviously need the mandate from the Mother Committee to proceed with the next phase of work. So, Chairperson, that is my submission, that we submit this as a first phase and that we seek permission from the principal committee then to continue our work. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable Hunsinger. I'm going to agree with what you said. I just wanted to add that on the subcommittee recommendations that we, Advocate Nell, must just add that I think one of the recommendations we made, and I'm under correction, was that there was a lot of disagreement if Toyota or whoever gave actual permission for the homologation of these vehicles. And there was never an actual document from Toyota South Africa or Toyota Japan that these vehicles were allowed. There was only later documentation on that they explicitly don't want them to be converted. So I wondered if we could just add a sentence there that no vehicles can be homologated in further without the explicit written approval from the manufacturers like Toyota Japan or Nissan Japan for homologation of vehicles. That was my input. And then I agree with you, Honorable Hunsinger, that this was the first phase of our work and that we need to ask the mother body to give us more permission to investigate more types of vehicles, more vehicle manufacturers, and then in the next phase to have solutions to stop the homologation, illegal conversion, the remedial action, because who's going to pay for taking all these vehicles off the road? Because there's government departments that are using ambulances currently, as we speak, that have been illegally converted. People are literally dying in Nissans, in Ford Buckies, and all kinds of vehicles as we speak, because these vehicles have been illegally converted and there's no actual database on or the actual number of these vehicles. And I from what I have read and from what my own research, I think we're not speaking about 2,500 vehicles. We're talking about 15,000, 20,000 vehicles. And I'm 100% in agreement with you, Honorable Hunsinger, that this was the tip of the iceberg. This was our first bite at the apple, and that the mother body must give us now permission to consume the apple, to get dig in deeper, to get the exact number of vehicles, and to establish how big the problem actually is, and then get remedial actions for recommendation for remedial actions. That's my submission, Honorable Hunsinger. If I've summed you up incorrectly, you are welcome to assist me.
I'm happy with that, Chairperson. I suggest that you now put on your Chairperson cap again, since you've contributed as a member of the subcommittee. And let's take the next step then.
Okay, Honourable Hunsinger, Honourable Members, on Advocate Nell, I think this report has been accepted by the members here, and we can submit this report to the mother body for approval and further recommendations. Thank you. Advocate Nell.
Mr. McDonald, I think Valerie can just indicate how we can proceed with the process. I'm happy to include the additional recommendations that members requested, and to make clear that in the view of the subcommittee, it would be a first phase report and then do a recommendation that there's a request for the portfolio committee to allow the subcommittee to delve deeper, and then I will list those issues clarified by members. But I think Valerie can just indicate for the process going forward as the procedural officer.
Thank you very much. I forget now. Ms. Carlson?
As I indicated to you, Mr. McDonald, the decisions will now rest with the parent committee. There were also additional issues that I want the committee to be aware of, and that is for information that was requested from different stakeholders that was not received. And obviously this, the way to proceed with this must also be taken to the parent committee. That was the test report for the retrofitment process from SABS. Then the committee also requested additional information and written responses from the public protector in the meeting that was held with them, and the evidence relied on during the investigations. The subcommittee has not received that information. So obviously the parent committee must also indicate then how we should proceed in getting that information, because it will also form part of the final report. That's all for me, Mr. McDonald.
Thank you, Ms. Carlson. I'm sure we let's maybe just ask those entities or departments just once again for those reports, and failing to deliver them, then just put it in our report that they failed to deliver and refuse to deliver those reports to us, Ms. Carlson, and then submit the report like as is then to the mother body, to the main committee, Ms. Carlson.
Mr. McDonald, Mr. Sithole also joined the meeting, just so that you are aware of that.
Oh, Kitamabala, I'm sorry, I did not see you enter. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you, Kitamabala?
I am fine.
As you have joined late, we've gone through the subcommittee recommendations, and we've made a recommendation that this report is the first report of the subcommittee, and that we ask the mother body or the committee to allow us to do the next phase of the report, where we will then shape solutions, remedial action, and get the actual number of vehicles, not just Toyotas, but Nissans, Fords, et cetera, that have been homologated illegally, and then do a proper remedial action report from the next phase of the investigation of the subcommittee. And if you are in agreement with that, Kitamabala. Honorable Sithole, can you hear me? Honorable Hansinger, can you hear me?
Yes, Chairperson, I can. I've also raised my hand upon the contribution by the Portfolio Secretary, Mrs. Carlson, and I value the input. I think it would be noteworthy then to just add, just below, we've noted in the report all the contributions and all the hearings that we've had, to then at that point just include that the following questions and additional reports are still outstanding, and to just note those three reports that are still outstanding. Obviously, we still have a lot of questions. So, therefore, I would suggest that it just be included at that point, Chair.
You're 100% correct, Honourable Hansinger, and I think we will accept that your inclusion or your suggestion for the inclusion at the bottom there, for that those reports are still outstanding, will carry, Honourable Hansinger. I think it's a valid point. Honorable Kitamabala, anything that you want to...
No, I do agree with the report, because I was listening to the secretary, but I'm trying to check if we are extending the scope of our investigation. How far will it be, and which companies are going to be affected? Because remember that we are talking about taxi industry, we are talking about Toyota. Now, if we are going to other companies, do we have that mandate?
Honorable Kitamabala, I think that will be the mandate. Will be up to from the portfolio committee, the mother body. We will submit this report and then ask them to give us a mandate on what further we can investigate or have a report on, and then do the next phase. Because remember, Honorable Kitamabala, during our discussions, it was already made. We were made aware that there was Nissan ambulances, Toyota ambulances, and afford ambulances that were not in the report, but were just as illegal as the Toyota Quantums. So I think that we should also include those vehicles that are carrying passengers, specifically the ones that are used for ambulances, etc., to be included in the next phase of our report. But that's up to the mother body to make a decision. Are you clear with that, Honorable Kita Mabala?
Okay, thank you very much.
So without any further problems, I think we can submit this report as is with the amendments that's suggested by the honorable members here, and then we will then submit the report to the portfolio committee for recommendations and on the next phase. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair.
Long live the members of the subcommittee.
McDonald, are you going to officially adjourn the meeting?
Yes, I'm sorry, Ms. Corossa. The meeting is officially adjourned, and we are done for today's subcommittee meeting, and we have made all our decisions, and the report will be submitted to the transport committee. Thank you very much for attending.
Recording stopped.